We was looking for a men's mental health charity because we know a lot of men, like close friends recently, who have committed suicide, and we thought we'd want to make it a bit more of a unique charity rather than just the standard big ones that everyone has been going for. So we've gone for this charity that's called Man Up, and it's a bit of like a you think of Man Up, well that's a bit of a weird mental health charity, but that charity tries to get rid of the stigma of what Man Up means. The other one is I, we weren't this one wasn't originally in the plan, but it's from the idea of us having it, and then from the situation that happened with me losing my daughter Harper, I thought SANS would be a good charity just in case anyone. It's just there if anybody wanted to donate or anybody wanted to help out, because obviously we the amount of help we had was immense by the NHS and everybody, and it was such a nice experience considering how bad it was and what we had to go through. So, obviously, if more people can help out with that, and I'm pretty sure everyone can have the same good experience that we had, and it made us feel a lot better in ourselves, me and Holly, which is obviously my daughter's mother. So, yeah, it can make everyone feel a lot better in that situation when it really wasn't a good situation at all.
So you'll be encouraging people to sponsor you. Have you got an amount you'd ideally like to raise, or just as much as you can?
As much as I can, really. Is I don't really have a limit. As much as I can, really. So I can raise as much as I can. If it's £10, £20, I'm not really fussed. That's better than nothing. That's better than no pounds. So yeah.
Well, hopefully it'll be a bit more than that.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah.
You know, it's great. And when are you going to be doing it?
It will be the 30th of January, but so which will be a Monday. So I wanted to start it at the beginning of the week, and so then we can keep track of how long. Because I didn't want to start it in the middle of the week, and I'd be like, "Oh, but look, it's been 7 days, I think, now since we've been doing it." So it's easy to keep track when you start it at the beginning of the week, and then I can actually somewhat have an idea of when we finish as well.
Wow, how are you feeling about it? I mean, it's quite a thing to walk the length of the country, and you know, you were talking about camping out and things rather than, you know, staying in hotels and stuff like that.
Well, I'm used to, from being in the military, I'm used to used to all the walking and used to all the camping, but we'll probably like once a week, every now and then, we might go into like a cheap B&B so we can charge electronics, because obviously can't do a charity event without actually documenting it. So we're going to try and do that as much as we can. If not, there might be a few times where we're going to be walking with no electricity or anything, so we can't document it. But we'll try to limit that as much as possible. But yeah, it's when you look at it on a map, you're like, oh, that's actually quite a long way. But when you think of it's just like doing what you do every day, except for me walking to a point rather than just walking around. Like, let's say you work in a warehouse, you're walking around in that same place for 8 hours a day. But instead of walking in the same place, you're walking to a point, so it's not as bad. It just seems worse because you're walking, it looks further than it is.
Yeah.
But it's not that bad.
Brilliant. So you reckon it'll take about 3 months?
Yeah, I've looked at some other people's documents, like their documentation. Oh, I've got what the word is of what they've done,
Yeah.
and then a few of them had like 2, 3 days rest days. When we're going to try and have like one rest day a week, so we can actually relax rather than having two in a row, three in a row. So we might hopefully finish before, like hopefully more towards the 2 month mark rather than the. Yeah, 3 month mark.
Will it be kind of along roads or, you know, fields or mixture of, is a sort of a set excuse me, route that you'll take?
There's some of it, I think, because during COVID a lot of people obviously went out to go out and stuff. A lot of the footpaths have basically overgrown over the year and a half, 2 years of people not actually allowed to go out. So I've looked at some of them, and some of them we'll have to walk on along the main roads, but obviously they're not like tight main roads. They're actually the ones with like they've got the verge on the side, so we can actually walk on that. But a lot of them, there's actually footpaths like the West Highland Way. I'm pretty sure that one goes right next to the Loch Ness from Inverness to Fort William, and that's just one long footpath. Then from Fort William to just outside, from to Milngavie, which is just outside of Glasgow, that is the Great Glen Way, and that's like a 98-mile footpath route. So a lot of it will be like footpaths, but at the same time, if you're on a footpath in like the countryside, there's not very often you're going to find somewhere to get supplies, so we're going to have to go like on and off. But if it's on country lanes, it's not too bad. It's just mainly, we want to stay away from main roads, really, because some of them are, it's not really the best idea, is it? Because it's quite dangerous. We're walking along main roads.
Yeah, no, sure. And you'll be taking a tent with you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I think we're both taking our own tent. But obviously, if it does get cold, really cold one night, we may have to share a tent, but it's fine. Yeah, you've got to do what you've got to do to keep warm.